Coach, just an unbelievable run for you guys coming in, finishing the season the way you did on a four-game losing streak. To go from the playing game to this point, just what can you say to the skills of your team, the way they came together, everything they did to win this championship?
It just shows the character of these guys. They dug deep. They've started playing ball very well the last week of regular season. And it carried over into that tournament. Had to squeak that playing game in, and they just stayed on the roll.
At what point did you feel the tide shift for this team? You squeaked out that win, as you mentioned, in that playing game, and then it seemed like things just started to click. The bats, the pitching, the defense, everything. Could you maybe pinpoint a turning point for you guys in this tournament run?
It's tough to say the exact point. I always go back, and people ask how did it go, and I go back to the week prior. The 2 weeks prior, we had 6 league games. I think we went 1-5 in those 6. But we lost by very marginal, and we played good baseball. And it took, that playing game, we just squeaked by that one, and that gave us the confidence to go. We had to just get into that tournament, and we felt comfortable at least making it to this point. And that's the main goal. You make it here, and you never know what's going to happen. You can get hot. You can get some pitchers rolling. You can get your bats going. And, the first 2 games, we had 2 pitchers that threw great. These last couple games, we had to have our bats rolling, and that's what they did. It's a team effort and a team game, and I couldn't be more prouder of those boys.
Now, Jesse named the tournament MVP, did not figure in the decision today, but how much has he meant for your team, both as what he does on the field and what he does in that dugout?
He's our leader, and, those guys will go down there, and they'll tell you, every one of them, he's our team leader, and, confidence every time that he's on the mound. He wasn't overhyped last night. We told him yesterday he was on the mound. He wasn't overhyped with it. And he was cool today. He first innings was a little wild. Took him a while to figure out, where the strike zone was going to be today. But he settled in, and our boys got confidence behind him. And if we can get that, we're a very tough team.
You've called on Riley to come in and pitch one inning. He'll get the win in relief, but he's played some third for you. He's come in and pitch in certain situations. What can you say to what he's done this last couple weeks for you guys?
Riley has grown up as a baseball player these last couple weeks. He's accepted the role that, we've laid out for him. And he's come through so clutch so many times. And I said it before, but I'm proud of the way that kid's come in and played. He's dealt with some other issues, and, he's gutted out some performances. This tournament, 2 wins and a save. I mean, as a 16-year-old kid, his eyes, those first couple games he got in, he had some big eyes, some owl eyes. He was lost at times, but he grew throughout the summer, and he's grown into a good ball player that, we can rely on.
I want to let you get back with your team, but one more. Reese, the bat didn't really work out for him here in this tournament. He didn't catch yesterday, but he is putting a lot of innings behind home plate. He's almost become an unsung hero for you guys. Reese, just a phenomenal job for you.
We wouldn't be in this spot without Reese. And that's the flat-out easiest answer I can give you. Our pitchers have so much confidence in him back there that he's going to work his tail off to block the ball. And they can throw those pitches down there in the dirt, try to get the batters to chase, and Reese will be there to block the ball, sacrifice his body. That kid has so many bruises on his arm, and it's all the sacrifice he makes for this team. I know he's frustrated with, the way his bat's been swinging. I'm not frustrated. He's, he'll come around. He's, like I said, like with Riley, he's another 16-year-old kid, and he's playing a tough, tough position. He's got a couple great pitchers that he's got to work with, and they have the utmost confidence in him. And it shows when they pitch, and we just know what we get from what we get. He gives us good at-bats. They just don't show numbers-wise.
All right, well, congratulations again. I'll let you get down with your team. Goodness, there's no Gatorade down there because you might be drenched right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. That bucket's pretty empty after this game.
All right, congratulations again, Coach.